Lots coming out this week and a lot of jabbering from Federal Reserve officials this week. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. The Boston Federal Reserve Bank President, Eric Rosengren, will be speaking on Monday. On the rubber chicken circuit on Monday, the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank President, Raphael Bostic, will be out there, as well as the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank President, John Williams. On Tuesday morning, the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank President, Neil Kashkari, he'll be out there. Wednesday morning, the Chicago Fed President, Charles Evans. And also for rubber chicken duty on Wednesday, James Bullard, the St. Louis Fed President. And it's just going to be one of those weeks. There will be a lot of Fed jabbering going on. More than that, though. On Tuesday, we'll get the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. And this has been highly favorable. The consensus is 107.9, last reading 107.5. Lots of optimism out there. We'll also get the JOLTS employment report Tuesday. You know, the 4.1% unemployment rate is extremely low using historical data and certainly represents full employment by virtually any economic definition. And job openings, which will be part of the JOLTS report, actually are exceeding hiring, which suggests there is a scarcity of qualified workers. We've talked about it. A scarcity of qualified workers. That'll become more and more important if we start to see wage inflation, which could be the beginning of the end, but it hasn't happened yet. We'll keep an eye on it. That's not all. Also this week, we'll be getting the Consumer Price Index report Friday morning, estimated at 0.1%. If it comes in there, the year over year will be 2.1. The core estimated at 0.2. If it comes in there, the year over year will be 1.7. We'll get retail sales on Friday. Looks like a really good holiday selling season, so the retail sales figures should be good figures coming out on Friday morning. We'll also this week get the deficit for the month of December. It's estimated at a figure that would bring the three-month deficit to $234 billion. Now, I know what you're saying. $234 billion in 3 months? Well, we do have some tax revenue coming up in 2018. That'll be coming in. But we do have a deficit that's obviously out of control because nobody cares about it anymore. Nobody even talks about it in Washington anymore. Deficit? What deficit? What, me worry? Apparently not. Looks like it's going to be over $600 billion added to the national debt this year, fiscal year, and nobody cares anymore.